do you feel that that is going to be, the changes that you've described, do you think are going to be on the whole beneficial for Florida's environment or not beneficial?
Well, when you say environment, I think if we can have less agriculture, we can probably get our water supply maintained better. So it'll be good, it'll be better for the people. As far as the environment goes, I see nothing but building all the way right up to the water line of the Everglades and all that. That's where the building is crowding it now. And in fact, they're making a mistake in letting people, as in the East Everglades, build in the floodplain of the sheet flow. They're making that mistake and they're going into terrible trouble because they let the counties let the people build where they shouldn't, where they don't belong. The state, and I told the governor and the people, the state should make up its mind how wide the course of the lower Everglades should be, which varies according to the amount of water. High water, it's wider, and low water, it's narrower. But the people are going to be building right up to the edge of it. And if you don't look out, the counties will let them build, and they're already building in it. So the state's going to have a terrible time someday cleaning up, getting the development out of the Everglades. That would be because the land is getting to be too expensive for vegetables. The developers are going to be using that because of the people coming down. They want to live here. They don't want to raise vegetables. They want to live here. And by taking it as it is today, as the last word, they're not foreseeing anything. They're not looking forward as they should.
Back in the 20s, people were coming down in
they were coming down, but they're not coming down. They're coming down more in proportion to what they did in the old days. After every war, more people have come down. I think after the First World War is when it really began with the 26 boom and bust. I mean, since then we've had this wave-like action, but the waves are longer and longer, and we've had very little recession.